Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November 30th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 2.5 cents at 667, March wheat up 14 cents, 795.5, and Jan beans up a dime at 1469.5. The meal was the strong component in the bean market. It was up 10.20, closing at 4.1780. The meal was down 110 ticks, despite the crude oil closing up 235 a barrel. Biggest news probably here today is the Congress stepped in to keep the rail strike from happening. So I think that's a little bit negative for the grains, as it'll continue to move grains around. On the positive side, the Dow Jones is up almost 600 points. It's really 800 points off its lows, with Chairman Powell saying interest rate increases should be smaller moving forward, but there will be continued interest rate hikes. So they're pointing toward a half a point increase in the December meeting. But the stock market's taken that as pretty positive, and up it's gone. Bonds are up about a half a basis point. The dollar's down a full penny out here. So I think all that's going to help the grains tonight. We should be higher tonight. The RVO announcement was delayed. It was supposed to be today. Looks like they now said it'll be by the end of the week, whatever that means. The crude oil finished up 235 a barrel. That's a little bit helpful for the corn and the beans. I guess the world isn't too concerned about the Omicron virus in China. China says that it's not as bad as the original virus, so all that it's kept the market stronger here. Frankly, I'm not a big believer in any long-lasting effects on what Powell says. I mean, he's been, you know, saying these kind of things, and the market every time has made new lows. But obviously, this is impressive action on the stock market, now up 611 points. Outside up day looks to close certainly over the August 16th highs. So we'd have to go back to April to see prices that have been much higher than this. You know, that's all positive out here for the grains. You know, the weather, this announcement that La Nina may be in a fast decline, I think is very bearish. But for the meantime, the grains want to move higher. With the dollar lower, crude oil higher, the Dow Jones strong, I think that's what we'll probably see here, at least through tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.